High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to talk about the difference between slander and hate speech on social media. So yesterday I told you about something that I had reported on Twitter, and I just want to go to it because it's an interesting way. Perhaps it's an interesting example to use when we speak about some of the incidents. This was a response to one of my tweets on Twitter, obviously, a little redundant. And this person says, there's a good reason the Jews were expelled from every location they have ever been. America has been the only country to tolerate them and allow them to thrive. So I did report that, and thankfully I got a great response from Twitter. This person has been banned. They are not allowed on Twitter until they remove that tweet, and they'll be monitored accordingly. Is that hate speech? Is that slander? Well, let's find out from the experts. Pitani Nkuna, who's a director of employment law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I am well, thanks. Well, before we actually talk about this, it is World Sandwich Day. Just to put you on the spot, do you have a favorite sandwich?
No, I actually don't like bread.
Oh. Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So, all right, so then let's talk about the other important stuff. The slander and hate speech, our social media is unfortunately brimming with the stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
So how do we go about understanding what is slander and what is hate speech?
There are quite a lot of similarities. Maybe let me start with the definition.
Okay.
What is slander or defamation, if I can put it that way, would be statements publicly made publicly on platforms such as Twitter, with the intention to harm somebody's reputation or good name. And then when we talk about hate speech similarities, it is abusive or threatening speech or writing that expresses prejudice against a person or particular group of people on basis such as race, religion, sexual orientation, etc. So hence I say there are quite a number of similarities between the two concepts.
Right, so there is an overlap. Does it matter if something is slander or something is hate speech?
It does matter, because arising from that can be very serious legal consequences, from you being held criminally liable to you being sued for damages.
Right.
I mean, there are people who've been sued for amounts like $800,000,
right,
and that would be action that can be taken against you by an individual or even a company where you've caused them serious reputational harm or loss of business.
And how would the courts assess that? What the harm would be? In other words, if I slander somebody who isn't well known, who doesn't engage in business, are they likely to only be able to sue for less than somebody who's more high profile and whose business has been impacted?
Not necessarily. Just because my name is not in the public doesn't mean that I'm less deserving of protection.
Mm.
Our courts apply what is called a two-pronged test. So firstly, you establish the meaning of the statement as a matter of interpretation. Let me just define that a bit. What the court looks at is not the meaning that the publisher intended to convey, but it uses what is called an ordinary person's perspective. So from an ordinary perspective, a reasonable person, would that statement have been defamatory? You look at its ordinary and natural meaning. Importantly, you look at what it explicitly says, also what it implies, and you also consider the circumstances. Now, obviously, a reasonable person is not somebody who's overly critical, sensitive, or super suspicious. It is really somebody who's objective. Then the second part of the test is whether the meaning is defamatory. Now, something would be defamatory if it injures somebody's good esteem, in which they are held by an ordinary person of society. So even if you're not necessarily in the public space, the fact that people within your immediate community would think less of you does give an indication of harm. And importantly, I think I need to stress this, that slander or defamation is not limited to instances where you make statements about somebody being dishonest, immoral, or having engaged in dishonorable conduct. It could also be a statement which is intended to attract hatred, contempt, or ridicule with someone. Something such as humiliating and belittling somebody can suffice as defamation.
Wow. And how easy is the process if somebody wants to address that, if somebody has been slanderous?
It is not that easy, because you either go through the criminal justice system, where you seek to have somebody held criminally liable for criminal injury. There are instances where statements made could be a breach of the Cyber Crimes Act, so you'd have to go through the legal system, criminal legal system, or you can institute a civil action against that person. So this is you suing for damages. It is quite a lengthy process. I must say that none of our systems give a quick turnaround time, so to say.
So that surely would limit people's ability to respond. It actually does limit their protection, because
yes,
the fact that the process is cumbersome. Very, very interesting indeed. That's all we have time for. And unfortunately, Pateni Nkuna, who's a director of employment law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, speaking to us about the difference between slander and hate speech.